Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
We're doing it.
Hey. Right?
We always said we'd do it, and we're finally doing it.
What's that?
The podcast again.
Oh, yeah. What? We're always doing the podcast.
We're finally back at it.
Don't you ever feel like we're always doing the podcast?
I never feel like I'm not doing the podcast.
That's how I feel at times. By the way, guys, this is Anna, and that's Nikki Tix.
I've got some incredible news.
Tell us.
So the electrician finally came this morning.
Yes, yes.
I'm back at my house.
Yes.
And the diagnosis that we needed to go to Hawaii for a month is the diagnosis that we got.
Oh, so you got
it.
Leave.
We had a short fix right now. But it turns out all of the units, all four units in this building, they are all connected, but the trip is only on our apartment.
I see.
So when the whole place is using all the electricity so much that it trips the power, our apartment is the failsafe.
I see.
So it just got more and more. We had, it was only three. It used to like trip sometimes, but we only had three units filled in the building. And then in September 1, we got a new tenant in the fourth building, in the fourth apartment, which means we were using that much more electricity.
Right.
And in the hottest month of the year.
Right.
And so the guys came and they were like, you know, this wiring is bonkers. It's a million years old.
Yeah.
The whole place needs to be rewired. It's insane that you only have two breakers for your whole apartment. And this whole place needs to be redone. And they said it was going to take a month. And that's exactly what the landlord said. That she said was going to happen.
Right.
She's like, well, you know, if they need to rewire it, you guys are going to have to move out for a month. Like, we would be like, oh, please don't. We'll sit in the dark.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I need my electricity to work, Dumbo. And I'm going to fucking Hawaii.
So you're
going
to do it?
Maybe.
Have they lifted the ban yet or whatever? Or the quarantine?
October 15th.
Rule? October 15th.
But my mother is worried that they'll lift it and then they'll have to go right back into it like they did last time.
Oh, I see. Well,
people are monsters.
I agree with that. Well, wow. Well, I'm glad. I mean, this is all stems from the fact that your house used to be one, or your apartment complex used to be one house, and then just like an old house that she turned into.
Right. It was the house she grew up in.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's an old house, you know, it needs rewiring. And I think the timing may just be perfect.
I'm jealous. I would love to go to Hawaii. God.
Well, you can go.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
No one would let me have fun like that.
No, you can just go.
No, I'm not allowed to have fun.
Actually, you can. There's nothing stopping
Look,
you.
Literally, do you see this handcuff?
No.
Exactly. I can't go. You saw it. All right, guys. What? We are talking Below Deck Season 5, Episode...
Season 5? Oh, no.
Season 5, Below Deck Med, Episode 16. So we continue with everyone at the club and Rob talking to Aisha and
Jess
hates it. And apparently she's being jealous because they're interacting.
Jess hates it.
But Jess claims...
Man, she's so not fun anymore.
Mm-mm. She's lost all the will to live. But according to Jess, she's not a jealous person. She says that she's a product of divorced parents and hasn't had the best relationships and always ends up being cheated on or taken advantage of. So she has to go and treat Rob like the tantric sex monster he is by accusing him of wanting to fuck everything that walks, which is a common misconception. Aisha is also very sad because she's incredibly homesick, and she says her sister and her mom miss her, and that makes her like start crying at the club. And they head back. Huh? What'd you say?
The club.
Oh, sorry. The club. And they head back to the boat, and everyone's wasted, and Aisha is drunk, and they're like helping her walk back. And I think Tom yells at Malia to come help Aisha, and Jess is like, don't worry, Rob can help her. And Rob's like, this is some bullshit. And he says, Aisha and I have a brother-sister relationship, and there can be banter. They love banter. And we can have banter and be playful, but there's nothing more to that. And he says, this takes me back to times where I had to prove that I love this person, and it triggers me deeply. Okay, mm-hmm. Queen. Rob has a lot of triggers. Ibiza, having to love people, having to prove he loves people, not being in the moment. What else? The club. I don't know. What doesn't trigger Rob at this point? Anyway. Yeah. So back on the boat.
He's not triggered. He's fine. Don't make fun of Rob.
I'm not making fun of Rob.
Rob's a good guy. Well, he's the only good guy on this boat.
He is a good guy. I agree. I was just joking because he said he was triggered by the fact that he has to prove his love to Jess.
You know, depending on whether or not you think Alex is a good guy, Rob might be literally the only good guy on boat.
Alex is a good guy. I mean, he's from Boston, which is a problem in itself, but he's a good guy.
Yeah, so there's two good guys.
And Pete. No, I'm just joking. Okay, well.
I love Pete. He's number one with a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to name him lead deckhand.
Could you imagine if she named him again?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be absurd. But I think it's Alex. She's going to name
going
Alex.
What's on with Pete, man?
He's just not on the show anymore.
I demand for them to release the Pete cut.
No, why would we even want that?
Release the Pete cut.
It's just him texting Lara and being like, I'm going to take your clothes off with my teeth.
That's hilarious. You know, okay. I would love to see more of that.
All right, well.
Like, that obviously was going somewhere. And they had the whole season when they were making this, you know, in the editing room. So you know that storyline was not for nothing.
Yeah, I guess so.
That was going somewhere, and I want to fucking know.
They were going to fuck so hard.
That is the kind of stuff we can find out when we go weekly.
They'll fuck so hard that, like, they won't ever be able to clean the guest cabin again. They'll be like, this guest cabin is officially out of service because
holy shit.
Pete and Lara fuck so hard in it.
Wow. And then they can't go back in it.
No. No one can go back in. They have to literally put yellow tape up to block it off. Well, anyway, back on the boat, Jess is trying to talk to Rob, but he won't respond to her. So she kicks him out of their room, and then she basically follows him around deck, but he still won't talk to her. And they go back to their room, then go to bed in different beds, and Jess cries while Rob continues to ignore her. And now...
Look, if you had to care every time your girlfriend was crying, no one would ever stay together.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, it's... the next day. How dare you? Don't be coming out here being like, ignore people crying.
I'm not being like that. But sometimes, you know, girls will cry a little too much. You know, there's nothing worse than trying to talk to someone while they're crying and mad at you.
And yeah. It's
just, and then you said... it's like, I cannot listen to this sentence.
Wow.
You have got to wait till you're done crying to talk to me.
You're a monster. Well, anyway, Jess wants to know why Rob is ignoring her that's the next morning. And he says, well, I just wanted to go to sleep and I'm protecting myself. And he's like, you know what you are doing. And she's all confused, like, what am I doing? She says, go ahead. Stop. He's not a gorilla.
Oh, okay.
You're the one that was like, really stop voice. Making fun of Rob, and now you're pretending he's a gorilla.
I'm very deep. Especially in my voice.
Actually, I feel like that's a great moment. Rob?
Yes?
Would you like to tell Nick a joke?
Okay. No, don't make fun of me.
That's not me. That's my friend.
All right. What sits at the bottom of the sea and twitches?
What's at the bottom of the sea and witches?
And twitches, like it's twitchy.
Twitches. At the bottom of the sea. Twitches. Bottom of the sea. I don't know.
A nervous wreck. And that is a boat fact for you.
Wow. What the fuck? Nah, dude.
Rob just hit you with a boat fact, dude.
No.
Are you going to take that?
No.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Rob.
No. That's no problem. Not canon.
All right. 1 second. Boat facts with Robbie T's.
No. No. How did he get that?
Unfortunately, you have been demoted, Nick. Rob is going to be doing all our boat facts moving forward.
I'll allow it today. Rob, you better come with something good, okay?
I just did.
No, that was a joke. Look, if it were just jokes, what's it would be easy, but it's not easy.
What's the difference between boat facts and a joke?
Is this one of your jokes, or is this a boat fact, or is this a serious question?
I am just razzing you.
Oh, my God. If you ever listen to this show, you know I do not enjoy razzing.
Okay? Facts. All right, facts. Rob, you got to go. Come back later.
Okay.
All right, so
he's going to do boat fact later.
You're going to do Rob as your vampire Rob and do a boat fact.
Sorry, I don't do Rob.
Okay. You do Dracula?
I do Rob's dad.
Oh, okay. Robula.
Yes.
Well, anyway, Jess says being ignored makes her feel that he's not being very transparent with things, and you don't talk someone into falling in love with you and then become this person. And I'm like, I don't really... Did he talk her into falling in love with him?
Yes, he's like, please let's have a lecture. Let's go into the classroom I set up. Now sit down and open the book. The book is filled with pictures of me with famous celebrities like Taylor Swift. Do you like it? Do you mind if I caress your hair while you look at the books?
Rob, please, I'm falling in love with you.
I knew it. That is part of my 12-point plan. Let me explain it to you.
No, it's okay.
Number one.
No. I really insist you don't.
Yes, number one.
No.
Born in South Africa. Then somehow be from Transylvania.
Stupid. All right. So Rob tells Jess, I would like to take some time to breathe. And she's like, you don't care. And he's like, I do care, but I think we need some space. And she's like, I just want to resolve this. And also, it's like 7 a.m. when they're having this conversation and everyone's like hungover and trying to sleep and they're not happy about it because they're being so fucking loud with their dumb discussion.
It does make sense that he needs air because it sounds like the way he talks is he is run out of air.
That's a possibility.
Please, can you open the hatch? I would like to take one deep breath before I die.
Yes. No, we can't.
Yes, no, we can't.
Whatever. So Aisha says she is very hungover and it's embarrassing. And she says, just like her dad says, if she has some drinks, she's a beautiful crystal glass because she shatters easily. It's a kind of a funny thing for your dad to say. You don't agree?
I've got to get my computer cord. Why don't you vamp?
Okay, I'll vamp. So anyway, they're going to Palma today. And Captain Sandy's letting the crew rest a little after they get off dock because they have a tight turnaround when they get there. And Palma, man, I don't really know where that is. Maybe I should look it up. Maybe I should do some research before this podcast. But you know what? That would be dumb. You should just sit there while I fucking... Oh, it's Palma de Mallorca. It's the capital of Spanish island Mallorca. Oh. Oh, that's right. They've already been here when they went to that Palma Cathedral to have a picnic outside on the streets in a very awkward place where they just set up a table. God, that was not chill. I don't know about that. Anyway, Nick's back with his charger cord. Nick.
Did you alienate everyone or just some people?
Yeah, well, I just talked about Palma de Mallorca.
Oh, no.
Was that your boat fact?
No, I'm not doing a boat fact today. Rob's doing
one. Yes, you're right. Rob Euclid. Damn it.
Wow. Guess it's just Rob. Anyway, what were you talking about? I mean, what were we talking about? How can we get out of this?
Okay, well, we're going to just move forward.
Great.
So, yeah, it's the next charter meeting with Bugs, Malia, Tom, and Captain Sandy. We have a guy named Eric Coatson, who's an entrepreneur who retired at 59, and he owned a college admissions prep company. Do you have his likes and dislikes?
Fuck, man. There's one in each of these episodes that we're doing today. Correct. Correct?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can tell you one thing. He's bringing a bunch of his friends, and he likes his coffee like his women. Hot.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. This episode and the next episode,
yeah,
no primary page shot.
That's okay.
This one we have Jonathan, looks like JT DePaz. His dislikes are, honestly, I can't read it.
Okay, that's fine.
And this other guy doesn't like red bell peppers and cilantro. So that's it. Oh, I've got this other page. Mariette Fry dislikes broccoli and urchin.
Okay. So she doesn't.
Now, I'm sorry, but that was one of the worst segments.
No. Let's just have you go urchin 15
more
times.
There's no way that was enjoyable.
It's okay. Let's
there was
actually
nothing in there.
Let's just move forward. He likes
God,
his coffee.
The next one is so juicy, too, because they're reading it, and it's like three ladies, and they all supposedly wrote it together. And, you know, they go so deep into reading it, but there's just no shot of it, and it should be criminal.
Yeah. Criminale. Yeah, so he likes his women like his coffee. Oh, wait, no, he likes his coffee like his women hot. Should I tell you again?
No, it's not clever even a little, because the whole point of making those jokes is it gets more obscure, you know. But that's just, that doesn't, that's taking away even the initial meaning of the joke, which would be a black woman.
Oh, like black. Got it. I didn't even pick that up. Anyway, they want a game of ultimate frisbee against the crew. They want tapas and they want a naughty game night. Whatever. So
gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Gross.
Actually,
that's gross. You're being gross.
Let's take a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
No. I'm too mad.
And we're back. You still mad?
I said no break. Now I'm even madder.
You should be mad. You're a cornball. I'm going to sell you on the internet.
The fuck?
You're a ball of corn. I'm going to put you on the internet. Click sell.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So Alex is giving Rob a pep talk and telling him they need to decide if this was just a moment or if Rob's relationship with Jess is really a thing. And it's real. While this conversation is happening, Jess is crying in the galley to Bugs about the relationship. And she says, Rob is just trying to eject out of this relationship. And Bugs says, boat romances that turn bad affect the entire crew. And she's dated a few people on the boat. And when it goes bad, it is not fun. And Bugs says they only have a few hours before the charter guests arrive, so she wants to get Jess and Rob to figure their shit out. So she goes and gets Rob and tells him to talk to Jess. And then, I don't know if you saw this part, Rob and Jess just kind of stare at each other forever.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful people, man, are so weird. And then they say they want to be in the same place.
Well, he's looking into her soul. And her soul is right behind those giant knockers. So it may look like he's just staring at her tits, but he's staring into a black hole of soul.
Right, okay.
Black hole soul.
Won't you come? Okay, I don't know the lyrics.
It's wash away the rain. You can go again.
It wasn't pee away the rain?
No, I'm not sure where you were going with that. I thought you said peel.
No, I said pee away the pain.
Wow.
Anyway.
It makes sense.
Yes, coming thank from you. You.
That's what you said.
Okay. I thought you were saying in general it makes sense, but I guess.
Oh, no.
Are you okay? What if you had a stroke at the end of that laugh and I just couldn't save you because we're not in the same room? That's right, guys. We're back to virtual again today. I let Nick come in to be my friend for a day and then I had to kick him out.
I want to give a special shout out to Anna and Zach for having me over and for having two cats, but being clean enough that I did not sneeze even one time. It's remarkable, especially with all that carpeting. I just want to commend you because not a lot of people could have pulled that off.
Thank you. I vacuum at least once a week. I also dust a lot because we're all going to die out here.
Sure.
I have nothing to do. Maybe if this has been pre-pandemic, you would have died, but you would never be in my home pre-pandemic because I would never let you in.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't have been like, hey, instead of this professional studio, why don't we go into my bedroom?
I know. Anyway, so Rob and Jess stare at each other forever, and then they say they want to get back to the same place they were before they started arguing. And they just need to be open with each other. And then I guess everything's good again?
I have a feeling nothing will ever get back to where it was 3 days ago.
When they met.
Yeah, like right that day before they met.
Yeah, 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Their relationship is on hyperspeed, though.
Yeah, you know what? I gotta get it. I'm watching you drink that, and I cannot stand it. I gotta get a sparkling water. Can you vamp?
Yes, I will vamp some more. So Aisha tells Malia she's been really homesick and it's been a long time since she's gone home. And she just wants to go home and live a normal life for a while and have a car and a gym membership and a bedroom and a closet she can hang her clothes up in. Oh, man. Makes me sad because it's like cast member ever on this show back, and boom, she wants to go home because this fucking crew sucks so much she's not into it. It makes her miss her family. That's how much this crew sucks. She wants to go home instead of traveling through Spain. She's like, get me the fuck out of here. And I'm like, you know what? That speaks a lot to this season. If Aisha, who is the nicest, happiest person ever, isn't enjoying herself because this crew is made out of a bunch of dickholes, then we got a problem, baby.
Hell yeah, dude. You've never been more right. I love all the stuff you said in the past minute. It's perhaps the best part of the show I've ever enjoyed.
Yeah, I was just talking.
Sorry, I've got water spilling out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I was just drinking so fast and gargling.
I was just saying that it's very clear that this crew sucks because Aisha is so homesick that she just wants to go home and get away from this crew.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know why they suck. And I'll tell you why they suck.
Tell me.
Here's who's in charge.
What?
Here's who's in charge.
Who's
Let me explain
charge?
It to you.
Okay, go ahead.
It's two hall monitors. Malia and Bugs.
Oh, you're right.
They're not fun.
They're right. You nailed it. Hammer on top of nail's head. You nailed it. That's so true. It's two fucking... Yeah, hall monitors being like, I'm sorry, do you have a hall pass? And you have to be like, bitch, this is a boat.
I'm sorry, you have to make sure your shirt is tucked in when the guests are within 1 million miles of the boat.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Jess tells Aisha.
Aisha.
that her and Rob were basically fighting over her. And Aisha's like, oh my God, if they're fighting about this stuff this early on, then there's no way.
They're never gonna last.
Exactly. And I kind of agree with Aisha. Like, if Rob is not allowed to speak to a single woman while Aisha literally gets like tackled by a man in jujitsu. Not Aisha.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're not sorry. Let's just move forward.
No, I'm okay.
Anyway, I'm saying if Jess can't have Rob talk to a single woman while Jess is also being like literally flipped around on her coochie poochie while doing jujitsu, but if Rob even looks at a woman, that's it for him. This ain't gonna last.
It makes sense.
It's just not gonna last.
That is how it should act. That, you know, there is, should be looking at other people.
Do you think Rob and Jess are still together?
No. Here's something that I do. Whenever like I'm, you know, driving in the car with Lyra and we pass like a really hot anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously everybody looks, because why would you not want to look at like some hot shirtless guy or gal when you pass them? It would be insane to not want to look. You want to look at anything, right? I mean, and especially if it's like something that's like really pleasing to the eye, why would you not want to look at it? Why have you not responded even once?
Yeah.
To you I'm asking.
Oh, no, I was listening to what you were saying.
I keep asking you a question. So why wouldn't you want to look at it? And you're just
silent. Thought you were asking like a rhetorical question. Like, see, like, why would you even want to look at it? I'm
like, well, you know, I ask no rhetorical questions.
Right.
I need to be understood.
No, I agree. There's nothing wrong with glancing in a direction that might have something beautiful or hot or steaming in it.
So here's what I do. Whenever I look at someone,
a hot,
obviously
steaming
Lyra
shit.
Is looking at them too. So then I just turn to Lyra and I say, you like what you see or something. That, you know, I turn it around on her like I'm mad at her.
You say, oh, why are you always trying to force me to have a threesome?
Yeah. Mm. I say like, wow, why don't you just go marry him?
Hmm. Marriott. So they're heading back to dock the boat in Palma. Sorry. And then all of a sudden, the engines cut out and they lose the
stroke?
Huh?
Nothing.
Yes,
I'm
did.
Sorry, I ruined
the engines cut out and they lose the bow thruster and it's bad. Alarms are going off. They've lost all power. And that means they may hit something or even run over something like a little child in the water. No! But then a ghost shows up.
What the fuck? A ghost.
That's right. It's engineer.
Wait, what's that noise?
It's engineer
Shut
Warren.
Up. Can you hear that?
It's engineer
Shut
Warren.
Shut the fuck up. Can you hear
that? Yes, it's engineer Warren.
Oh, wow.
He showed up and he has to reset the breaker. And
what
when he does, everything,
do job?
Everything goes back to normal and everything's okay. And all that drama averted.
Nice. I love it. That's a great story.
Yeah, I know. I loved it.
You told it.
Yeah. What?
You can't love your own story.
What do you mean I told it? That wasn't me. That was a ghost.
What the fool?
Anyway, while all this drama is happening.
You know, it's October. Sorry, I keep talking. I'll stop talking.
No. What about October?
It's spooky month.
That's a common misconception.
Be seeing more ghosts. What the fuck?
Spooky month?
Spooky month?
No.
Yeah, what, you're gonna poke holes in spooky month?
Yeah, it's actually...
I'm sorry, kids. They knock on your door. Halloween.
It's spooky day, and that comes...
Oh, my God.
At the... At the end of the month.
Yeah, it comes what?
At the end of the month.
Yeah, good.
Halloween.
So my mom's birthday, October 27th. What should we do?
My mom's birthday is October 25th.
What?
We're going to Hawaii.
Birthday.
We should
Let's
get our moms together and they can
Have
celebrate.
Have them on the first episode of the weekly version.
My mom would never.
Oh, my mom would.
Okay, well, your mom's more fun than my mom, clearly. Why do you always have to rub it in?
So cool.
I know. I can tell because she calls me sometimes.
She calls you, my mom.
Yeah, we had dinner.
You had dinner during quarantine?
Yep.
What city did you have this dinner in?
Sarasota, baby.
You went to Sarasota?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, it all checks out. Where'd you eat?
The Sarasota Inn.
Fuck.
Is that real? I don't even know. It's
right next to where they live.
They live at the inn? I fucking knew.
No, they live next to the inn.
Oh my God. In a pop-up tent? Like how they had a picnic at the Palma Cathedral. Popped up right next to it on the street. Anyway.
Yeah. That was a below deck reference.
Yes. No, not your parents didn't do that. Aisha right. calls her brother and cries about being homesick. And she says she's having a cool experience, but she feels bad and just wants to come home. And I'm like, just say the crew sucks and this isn't worth your time. This isn't worth the Instagram followers you could potentially get.
Yeah, it is.
You're right. It is. It's always worth the Instagram followers you can potentially get. That's what we live for.
That's our currency in this day and age.
That's true. I guess I'll just buy a bunch. Bye. I'm leaving to buy a bunch of Instagram followers. Bye.
You know, it's not like you're better than it. You perpetuate it. As a producer of podcasts, you see someone's Instagram followers and you go, ooh, I'm going to work with them. And that's 100% fact. Don't even try to deny it.
Okay.
You trying to deny it?
No, I didn't say anything.
Okay. Because we've all done it.
Okay.
Hey, I'm no better than you.
Dude, I don't hear you.
You don't hear me?
No, I'm just joking. I do. Who cares?
What?
Hmm?
Oh?
Hmm?
I don't know, man. I feel like we were on the same page and now we are.
Wow, that's amazing. Not. There is a Sarasota Inn.
Well, I don't think it's that amazing. I think that would probably exist in any town in everywhere. There's lots of inns named after the town they're in.
Yep.
It's probably, if a town has one inn, it's probably named after the town.
Yep.
Especially if there's only one.
Have you been to Siesta Key?
Here's what you should do. Try to find a city that doesn't have a city inn.
Have you been to Siesta Key?
No.
Oh, it's right next to where your parents live. You should check it out when you're there.
Yeah.
It's probably filled with people not wearing masks. Probably be a fun hang.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, Aisha says during the 5 years of yachting, she has been living a super fast-paced lifestyle. And then she just realized that all her friends were at home and they were getting married. And she has two nieces that she doesn't really know that well. And she just wants to be a part of that for a while. Which is interesting to me because, like, she says this, but on her Instagram right now, she's, like, traveling through America. So, like, she went home, was like, oh, okay, I get it, and then was immediately bored and left again.
Yeah, I mean, what, are you kidding? But she's probably like, I have to leave for work. And she thinks, you know, being in a van is work because she gets Instagram sponsors, so she's got to go to exotic places to post to keep up her Instagram so she can get more money for sponsors. And she's got this stupid existence.
Okay.
She's a cool, smart, beautiful, fun person who is wasting her entire being on reality show influencer.
I guess. But, nah, whatever.
She's no better than the
If I had that opportunity to just fucking van around the country. I mean, that is the new basic bitch thing to do. So, like, I rented a van and we're just driving around the country.
Yeah, no one's ever done it before. I don't know, like, a thousand.
And the van is, like, souped up and it has, like, a bed in it. And it has, like, a really, like, trendy kind of.
You guys don't understand. We have a Yeti cooler in there.
Yeah, and there's like a blanket that we got in Joshua Tree that has some native print on it.
Yeah. Real. It's got a television and an antenna, and I can watch the game in there while I drive.
Oh my God, while you drive? So cool.
Yeah, I also have a grill in there.
Wow.
And while I'm driving, I grill up meats.
It pops up, huh?
Yeah, it's just right there on the dash. It's kind of like just a hot plate that I've glued to the dashboard.
Fuck yeah.
And I just like make Korean barbecue.
Do you wear Patagonia?
I have one, but they're very expensive.
Oh, and, are you poor? Yeah.
No, I wear Columbia.
Oh, so you are poor.
What?
That's my impression of a basic bitch influencer. Oh, you're poor then. Columbia?
Oh,
You're poor. Yeah.
No, I just don't care about that stuff. I just, while I'm driving, you know, I'm mostly just playing my records because I have a record player just glued right up there to the dash. And I play records as I drive because, you know, it just doesn't sound the same as when it's an MP3.
Oh, totally. All right. So let's get into some Tom freaking the fuck out shit. So Tom says he ordered 2 kilos of fresh mussels, but he only got 1 kilo of frozen mussels, and they're a different product. And one of them is for people who have taste buds, and the other, or no, one is for people who don't have taste buds, and the other is for people who like fresh ingredients and are cool, like Tom likes, smart people.
I mean, rich people.
Oh, are you poor?
Me? Whatever. No.
Yes, I agree.
I gave away my money.
It's like fucking people who like fresh ingredients. So
show me one philanthropist. I'm sorry. If you know one, I would like to hear their name.
A philanthropist? Someone who comes on this boat. I don't know.
Wow. Okay, let's keep moving because you don't even know what it means.
Well, I'm just saying a lot of these people who come on this boat are like, I'm a philanthropist.
And
it's like,
I know,
okay.
And it drives me up the fucking wall.
Sounds like your dad had a lot of money. Oh, funny.
Yeah, also, they keep all the money. They're not giving away any money. These people give away money for tax credits, and that's it. It's
why,
like another way to help themselves.
Why are you screaming at me?
I'm sorry. I just like...
You know I'm rich. You know I'm a philanthropist.
God.
And you know I give away money for tax credits because it helps me.
I did think you were rich until I went over to your house, and now I know you're rich.
You like my 2x4 I live in?
I love it. It's more of a 2x4.5.
Okay, thank you. That half is what really shows off my affluence.
Well, you know, that's what goes on there in North Hollywood. That's what I always thought was happening.
North Hollywood, home of the be careful where you walk at night. So, So there's some mix up with the providers and they say they don't have any mussels anymore, but turns out they do. And they deliver another kilo of fresh mussels and Tom gets, and he's like, well, just tell them they don't need to apologize. They just need to get it right the first fucking time. And it's like, dude, I have an idea. Choke on your own dick. So you stop talking.
Wow.
Thoughts, Nick?
No, you said it. I agree. Choke on your own fucking dick, dog.
Snaps for me. Ow, I just accidentally hit my mic and it hurt my finger. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. And we're back. Sorry I was so aggressive before. I hadn't taken my influencer chill pill yet. All right.
So here's the 7 most generous billionaires.
Oh, here we go. Go ahead.
The top of philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates.
Wow.
Warren Buffett.
No, you don't say.
Michael Bloomberg.
Huh?
Now, these are people who are wealthier than everybody else.
Okay.
And they're not getting any poorer.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, they get more money than they had the year before.
Right.
Yet somehow, we're supposed to believe that these people are giving away their money. What are you talking about? How do you have $58 million, $58 billion, $58 billion, and then one year, and then the next year have $60 billion, and then other people give you awards for how much money you have given away. Literal awards. You've stolen the Earth's money.
Yes.
You know.
What's your point? What are you talking about? Now, if you were in this position of these rich people, would you be this angry?
I'm saying...
Yes.
I'm pointing out what is happening.
Yeah.
But they've invented this word that makes it seem like they're one of the good billionaires
And there are no good billionaires because you do not need $1 billion to live. There is nothing that you need to do. There's no fun you can have that costs more than $1 billion. If you have more than $1 billion and you're not giving away every dollar that you have over $1 billion, then you deserve to die.
Okay.
I mean, what? Give us back our money.
That
is in fucking sanity. Someone has $60 billion and it should be illegal.
I agree. It sucks. They shouldn't. No one should have that much money, because even if you had $100 million, that's like 40 billion times that. It's unnecessary.
I'm giving you $1 billion. That's your limit. You can't play under $1 billion. Then you have been corrupted and you are no longer good for society.
I don't think you even need $1 billion.
I'm just saying it's a nice round number.
I think we fucking cap them at 100 million and that's it.
If you go, well, if you actually have 100 million, okay, fine. 1 billion. Actually, with the interest on $100 million. I mean, people will find a way to bitch about any amount of money, but you can't be like, yes, I need more than $1 billion. That's it. $1 billion. That's fucking it. Then you get put in jail.
Yeah.
Also, if you're like capped off at $1 billion, you know how much shady shit you're doing? You know how much money you're hiding? You know how many fucking kids you went to high school with that suddenly have $1 billion in their bank account because you're just paying them to keep it there? Anyway, this has nothing to do with Below Deck. I am so disgusted by these people that say they are philanthropists. Prove it. Be poor.
Okay.
It's so, like in the Black Lives Matter movement where, you know, there's a lot of things just like give money to a black person. You want to help? You want to be a part of change? Let a black person live in your house and you move out of it. Because it was not fair when we were all born. Who got houses? And you got one because you're fucking lucky. And if you want to truly equalize stuff, just take money out of your wallet and give it to a black person. And no one ever does shit like that. That's the one part of the black of the movement where it kind of stalled. Because people won't give up what they already have.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of donations did go through, but the work is definitely not done yet.
Donations, sure. That's not the point. It's like, give them something that would hurt.
Oh, hurt
give
you?
Give them some donation. Yeah. Give them something that would sting.
It makes it sound like you're trying to hurt them. Give them something that would sting. Or give them something that would hurt you.
I'm saying, give up something that you would miss.
Okay,
not $150 in a donation.
Yes.
That doesn't mean anything to you, ultimately. But if you're just like, fine, I'll give a black person my car. And I'll be like, all right, now we're talking.
Okay. Well, the guests are arriving. They seem like nice billionaires.
Okay. And you think all that's going to be in there?
If you would like it to be, yes.
Let's do it. I got to start this conversation now.
Yeah.
Anyway, what?
The guests have arrived. They seem like nice, fun people. Right as soon as they arrive, they decide that they want to go play Ultimate Frisbee. So the guests and a bunch of crew members go over to the beach to play. And the guests are really good at Ultimate Frisbee. And the crew are not good at all. And Aisha says they play normal Frisbee at home. And what do you know? The guests win the Ultimate Frisbee game as if this was set up by design. And the losers now have to wear Speedos at dinner.
Stupid.
Yeah, well,
this is so
stupid.
Have
you ever played Ultimate Frisbee?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But they play Ultimate Frisbee. These guys know how to play.
Yeah, exactly.
And the staff has never played before.
I know. I said it was set up by design.
Yeah, why would you do something like this? It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Also, they didn't even follow through. They said they would wear bikinis.
Oh, bikinis? I thought they said Speedos.
They said that the guys would wear Speedos.
Oh.
And then they said, if we lose, though, because that was Bug's idea. She's like, if you lose, you have to wear Speedos to dinner. And then they were like, well, if you lose, you got to service in bikinis. She's like, oh, did I just agree to that? And then guess what? They're wearing Speedos over their pants.
Well,
and it's not hot.
It was probably run by Captain Sandy. And she was like, no.
I wanted to see bikinis.
And Captain Sandy probably was like, absolutely not. You have to wear your
bikinis.
Uniform. Anyway.
Man, bikinis turn me on, dude.
Okay. Stop being a creepo. You know who you're reminding me of? The guy, the old guy from the last charter who's like, hello, 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 trying to tell that joke. That's who you're turning into.
What all, the fuck?
All burnt up bikini guy.
What the fuck?
Well, what the
fuck? That guy walked around with his dick out.
Well,
dude.
What are you doing right now?
Oh, wow. This is what I've become.
So Tom makes Spanish tapas for lunch, and he says he struggled last charter, but he's going to put the pressure on himself to be the best, because if he can't, why even bother being the chef? Well, you can be the chef,
you know,
Boyardee.
You can't always be the best chef.
Shit.
Only one person can be the best, Tom. It has to be okay for you to not be the best one day. Because otherwise, how do you live?
So the guests come back on the boat and they're ready for tapas. And Aisha accidentally drops some crackers off a poorly stacked cracker pile. And boy, does Tom... She literally in that moment became enemy number one to Tom. He's like, wow, she's good at her job, isn't she? It's like, fool, don't stack fucking flimsy ass crackers so whack. And then they won't fall off the goddamn plate.
Your cracker stack is whack, Tom.
Yeah, it is. Didn't you see that fucking cracker stack? I was like, that shit's going to fall. And then guess what? It fell.
Whack cracker stack, Jack.
Yeah, fuck Tom. So anyway, that happened. And that was possibly the worst thing that can happen to Aisha, because Tom basically narrowed his laser eyes down on her and was just like, you are my enemy. I will try and ruin your experience on this boat. I'm an evil piece of shit. And let's get into it. So after lunch, the guests ask if any of the crew want to learn jujitsu, and Jess and Aisha say yes, and they teach her they basically teach them how to drop dudes. But then some of the female guests ask for cucumbers, and Captain Sandy starts radioing everyone. But now, like, Jess and Aisha are with the jujitsu crew, and they don't hear the radio. So instead, she goes and gets Tom off his break, who's in bed with Malia, and he gets so pissed that no one can chop up a cucumber. But, like, Aisha's on her way to do it, but Captain Sandy's like, oh, I already woke up Tom. And so in the galley, Tom is pissed, and Aisha apologizes and says it wasn't her call to wake him up. And he still bitches at her about it. And so she takes the cucumbers up, and then she comes down because the guests want avocado, and she tells him she can take care of it. But then he's like, I'll take care of it. Jesus Christ. And then he's like being a dick and tells her to fuck herself. And then she gets emotional and tells him to back off because she didn't do anything to him. And it was a fucking mess. He was being a fucking asshole. It's like, leave her alone. She's just doing her job. She didn't wake you up, fool. Why don't you fucking radio people and say, Tom, going off radio for 10 minutes like everyone else does. My God. Anyway, after delivering the food, Aisha goes off to her room to cry, and Bugs sees her and follows her. And that's the end of the episode.
Wow. You know what that means.
It's time for Boat Facts with Robbie Tees.
Wow. All right, Rob. What do we got?
Hit it, Rob.
Come on, Rob.
Come on, Rob.
What the fuck?
It's you. You have to do your boat fact.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Guys, don't argue.
Do your boat
fact. Sorry, I didn't know that it was the end of the show because I had nodded off, and then I was standing up when I fell asleep, and then my body went limp and I tripped over a broom and I fell into this coffin. But I am not a vampire. And then the coffin door closed. Anyway, that explains why I was in the coffin.
I blacked out when you were talking.
And I am Rob, certainly not Rob's much more handsome father, Drac. I mean, I'm Rob. Now, are you ready for boat facts?
Yes.
under the Oil Pollution Act of 1961. Prohibited zones are generally areas within how many miles of shore? Under the Oil Pollution Act of 1961, where can you not travel?
With oil? Like oil tankers?
100? Yes, how many miles from shore?
100 miles? What the fuck is going on?
No.
Oh.
Less.
50 miles.
Yes.
Wow.
50 miles.
Cool. That's
you
good.
You cannot pollute our... Some of us are going to live forever. Not me, of course. I'm a normal human.
Okay, sure.
Rob. That's been Boat Facts with Nikki... I mean, Dracula... I mean, Rob.
Wow, Rob, thank you so much for that boat fact. That was perfect. You nailed it. I love you. You're my best friend in the whole world. All right, guys.
I'll tell him.
Yes.
I mean it. Thank you.
Yes. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. That was Below Deck Season 5 Mediterranean Episode 16. You can follow us at DeckheadsPod on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at DeckheadsPod@gmail.com. Hey, I have an idea. Leave us a 5-star review. If you
leave
all,
us a 5-star review.
If you all do it, I'll stop asking. Maybe. We'll see.
She'll stop asking. That sounds great.
You can follow me at Anna Hosni. Nick is at Nick's Turners. And get this. We have merch on TeePublic you could get. I know what you're thinking. Party time.
Why don't we offer some incentive for 5-star reviews?
They get a shout out and us to read it. And then one day.
Like a $20 gift card to Target.
We can't afford that.
Sure. We'll take half out of your bank and half out of Zach's.
Okay, exactly. You don't have to pay for any of it. All right, guys.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for listening. Check out our merch. Leave us a 5-star review. Follow us on our socials. Okay, we are out of here because Nick is out of control. Bye.
All right, leave us some 5-star reviews, and we'll pick one of them, and they'll get a $20 gift card to Target once we reach 250 reviews.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.